Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm your host, the Administrator, and this is my party. Fishman Murray, Husky Wolf, and Bad Rhino. Tonight, we are coming back in after last week's excitement and the start of Season 2. This is Episode 2, Season 2. Or, like, Episode 15, or something like that, of the total series. Yeah, that's right, I think. So, the party has been alerted that they have been recruited to some capacity at this point, for those who... I'm stumbling over my words tonight. Let's make it clear. The party's been recruited, and the real missions are starting to begin. We come to the party on the following day after their excursion into the base, and... after eating some food, getting breakfast, you've been all alerted that you need to get to an office. Well, not as much of an office as a conference room. That's probably the better word. Conference room.
May I ask a question before we cut to the conference room?
Yes?
So how... tell me, just how glorious was the pizza from Pizza?
It was fine. It was pizza.
I guess I walk into the conference room.
Alright.
A very happy mood. I go up to Craig if he's already in there. Is Craig in there already?
Yeah, he was probably 5 minutes early.
So I walk up to him. I say, Craig, I haven't seen you since, well, after we got separated to talk with that guy. Last night, I think I saw you in the cafeteria. That was some great pizza. I got so busy eating, I by the time I looked up, you and Duke were gone, so I didn't get a chance to talk to y'all. That was a glorious pizza, wouldn't you say?
I mean, hit the spot after rations and diner food. But I mean... yeah.
Yes, I must agree. I mean, the only thing I've had to eat besides that pizza in the past couple days are the pills the doctor gave. Speaking of which, do you know where I can get some of those?
Wait, you kept taking them?
No. I'm saying that those were some of the only things I had after the rations and everything.
Yeah, you don't need those anymore.
I know, but they... that kind of, how do I put this? Pleasant? Yes, that's the word.
So you want to take painkillers for fun?
No, not for fun. I prefer the term, to make my work more efficient.
Anyways, gonna have to disagree. I'd like to point out, we're in a conference room about to talk to one of our superiors.
That's a good point.
Turning up to the front, you see a gentleman standing there. Oh. Howdy there.
Hello, sir.
I'm assuming you are the new batch coming in.
Yes.
You see, he kind of pops the top button of his collar. I'm the operations director for Task Force Whiskey 42. Drunk Luck.
Drunk Luck.
That would be accurate. Name's Jacob Springer. Pleasant. I should... his name is Jacob Springer. I'll give a rough description. So I'm assuming all three of you are in the conference room. I didn't hear any denials of that fact. So the gentleman who's been waiting at the front of the room for a little while now seems to be about 5'10", 5'11", has cropped blonde hair, but it seems to be starting to bald near the top center. As I was saying, pleasantries.
Well,
I'm just sipping my coffee in the background. Sorry.
I'm standing at attention, essentially.
Take a seat. I'm going to be your operational director for the next little bit here while you're still getting into the foundation. In all likelihood, my group is going to be your bridger group till you find a MTF, mobile task force, that more meets your skills, let's say. As I said, I am the field commander and head of operations for MTF Whiskey 42, MTF standing for Mobile Task Force. I know two of you are new recruits. He looks to Duke. I'm assuming you've gone through orientation at some point.
Yep.
Feel free to head out if you
need.
I guess stay if you want. No need to have your view already know this, though. Alrighty. I'm aware you met with our on-site doctor, Mr. Conniger. Well, Dr. Conniger. How much did he inform you all of what your job's going to be entailing?
Our job is to look into these anomalous instances and sacrifice our lives pretty much to contain them.
Right up under the last line there. No sacrificing. We try to avoid that. We have other people to do that. But the containment and identification of objects of interest, SCPs, is our primary objective. As an MTF operative, you will be functioning as the frontline defense for the Foundation. Whether it be heading up north to the tips of Canada or into the islands of Jamaica. Well, not islands of Jamaica, island of Jamaica. You'll be working to help the Foundation in its containment efforts. I don't know if... I've not received too much in the way of case files on you guys for your physical and mental aptitudes. I know a psych eval was performed and that you passed to some degree for each of you. Physical.
They did have me take a funny test now that you mentioned
that. Yes. You see him kind of walk over to a small computer cart, flip open a laptop on it. Kind of grimace, stand back up all the way. So Mr. Ellison, I see that you were in the hospital a few days ago.
Yes.
For full, but, I...
yes, that is what I don't know. I think that one of your operatives, Michael Taylor, I think
He's not making it up. He was in the hospital. We were on a military assignment in the city looking for... I work for you now, the Church of the Broken God. And Mr. Elephant here had a bit of a panic when he found himself on the third story, I believe, of the library and decided to jump out towards the construction site with a chair.
Huh. Are you the type to commonly make rash decisions like that?
I believe that every decision I make is perfectly sound in the moment in which I'm making them.
You didn't answer the question. Do you commonly make rash decisions like that?
I don't think so.
You see him quietly turn around, rub his head a bit, lightly swear.
You kicked down a few hospital doors and raided the medical lockers once.
All right.
He was on drugs. Yeah. The hospital gave him ketamine.
I'm not even. Nope. All right. Understood. Thank you for that. So what I'm hearing is... Damn. Nope. Screw that. Screw that. Not having that conversation.
In a lot of the past couple days.
You see him kind of... You hear the mutterings of, they have been cleared. It's not my job to be concerned. Past that point, I just...
It's not my jurisdiction. They let him in.
Someone stamped him okay. It's, I guess it works.
Alright. I guess let's get you through some basic orientation. Where to start? He goes back over the cart, pulls out a stack of papers, fans through him with his thumb. Yep, there's the script. That should do it. Sets it down in front of him, and he, like, then starts messing around on the laptop, trying to get what looks to be a projector to work. Finally gets it probably about after a minute and a half of working at it. Alright. As I said earlier, welcome to the SCP Foundation. Humanity's first line of defense against the strange and the unknowable. So, your job as an MTF agent is going to be working as the frontline units for collection, containment, and identification of objects of interest. Whether that be, in some cases, anything ranging from a key to a hoard of flesh. You are classified as C-class personnel, meaning you are... not top priority, but you're pretty high up there. With those files you should have received, I don't know if they gave you... Did you guys receive security cards?
Not yet, no. And what did you mean by important? I mean, we're part of the militia, mobile task force, but... I mean, you seem C-class personnel, what's...
Personnel classes, ranked A through E. Starting at A, A-class personnel should be the first removed from any high-intensity situation. If you ever find yourselves, which is entirely possible with this vision, working to extract persons from an SCP site that has gone into a full-scale containment breach, these are the first people out the door. Following that, you have B-class personnel. B-class can be... They should be attempted to be removed from buildings, but they can be left in if necessary. You have C-class personnel. They're left in the building, but they're usually led to some kind of evacuation shelter. Then finally, you have D-class and E-class. Both personnel classes should be left where they are. If that puts them in the line of fire, they are accessible for use in that format.
So
D-class are...
C-class, does that mean we could all... say, take control of the security forces in a breached site?
No. If the on-site personnel will be following their own containment procedures and operational standards, that they'll have link-up procedures if it comes to a point where we are required on site recontainment efforts, but overall, the security forces know what they need to do. They will be primarily focused on the ensuring the continued safety of on-site personnel. That is C-class and B-class personnel still within the building. While we would be concerned with recontainment of foreign objects and termination of hostile sources. That was a bit of a downer. We'll get you guys security cards after this. We'll run you over to the photo booths and all that. We'll get you IDs and all that. Continuing. As I said, MTA...
I just down like the rest of my coffee. Do like a cheers motion. that morning smoke.
All right. That's most of the bases covered. What else? We're going to run you guys to the equipment lockers today to get you outfitted effectively. Welcome to the force. We'll run you through case files and debriefs when it is we have time available. But we have a few operational instances that we're going to be needing to complete soon here in the next week or so. So let's make sure to get you all outfitted with your equipment and move you to proper site regions. You guys are currently just in the general staff wing, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you moved over to MTF headquarters. Get you acquainted with the tech teams and all that. That should work. At this point, he starts leading you guys out of the room over to a small room. It's like a small hallway. There's a camera on one wall. There is a glass booth on the other side, and inside there looks to be a man in his mid to late 30s operating a camera, one of those mounted cameras, and a small desk with a computer on it and a few other little tools. So just one by one, they have you take your photo in front of the thing. Then afterwards, probably about 3 months later, you are each handed a plastic card about 4 inches in length. Probably about 5 inches in length, 3 inches in width. Those are your security cards, ID badges. He reaches into the transport bin, pulls out two security badges also on lanyards. I'd recommend storing your card behind the security badge and keep that on your person at all times. That will be how you navigate around the site through our security checkpoints. Next up, probably another 2 to 3 minute walk, he brings you over to a set of metal doors. There's a set of metal doors. He swipes his card, gets you through those. There's a metal gate with a guard standing next to it. He looks at the ID badge of the commander himself. You're led through another metal door into this room, wall to wall, ballistics vests, grenades, guns, flash grenades, anything and everything you'll ever need.
I think just the fact that it was one security checkpoint, I was just expecting to walk through a bit more security, and I'm just like, wait, over here.
You're in the secure wing already. Welcome to Munitions. Let's get you rigged up with some bags so we can drop that off over at your lockers later. So he starts, for any of you who aren't already equipped, refill your kit. For those of you not carrying a rifle, equip yourselves with the M16A1. For every your magazine count should be 6. Alongside the one in your gun.
You are equipped. I have my
Yes. Refill ammunition to the same state. And you are also equipped with 2 flash grenades and 2 frag grenades. He kind of comes over to you, Nort. So I know you operate under a research role, is what I saw during your service with the UIU. Is that correct?
Yes. I researched, and they had me out there, I guess. Sometimes they wanted me to try to, dispel or make more manageable certain types of anomalies, but I don't think that those missions were most of them didn't go too well. But I did
pass. Understandable. Well, we'll get you outfitted with some technical equipment. But otherwise, let's get yourselves over to the lockers, and we'll manage a few other little tidbits after that. And as he's starting to get you guys over to a little ways out, the locker rooms and barracks for your guys, I'm going to call us to our first break. Thank you all for listening to the first episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. And welcome back to part 2 of episode 15 of the SCP Black Files podcast. The party's just been equipped, and now we're on. You probably have had a day or two to relax, a day or two to cover any additional training, so let's just make it easy and say about a week's passed since you've received your equipment. In the time, you've gotten a chance to get used to the guns, understand how everything feels, and get overall used to base life. But it is on probably like a Monday or Tuesday that the party is finding themselves called back in to the off to that original conference room. Howdy. So up at front you see the commander up at front standing there. Howdy everyone. Pleasant to see you all back. We have just received information from up top the chain that we have a operation. We're going to be moving on a library. We are going to be moving on the library of Mr. One moment. Misspoke. Probably should start there. Jordan Penn. He's person of interest 554083. Just, I think we got a file for him around here somewhere. One moment. Yes, 554083. That is his person of interest identification number. So if you ever find a file referring to persons of interest, they're labeled on a numerical scale, one being the first person of interest, so on and so forth. Those sometimes relate to SCPs, but as Mr. Penn is actually related to a good few, we've gotten him a global designation. Here it is. Mr. Penn is an antiquarian who has been collecting books and documents at his private library. It seemed up until sometime in the 1980s when a security incident occurred which led to the death of all on-site personnel. We seem to have had something in relation to Foundation agents spreading to check sites, and the containment of 5 or 6 anomalous objects occurred. Yeah, that is not confirmed. He's not been spotted since this. It seemed the date's blurred out. It's sometime around 1990.
So how is the site linked?
We aren't. We're tasked with identifying. Seems one of his books has been spotted in the possession of a citizen in Chicago, and we're being flown out to work on reobtaining the object, on containing the object more specifically. The book itself seems to be a copy of Huckleberry Finn that makes whoever the reader targets disappear. It's not super in context. It seems to have some marked powers. Forward reconnaissance isn't giving us a lot of info here. We've got an
Were you gonna say disappear, though?
Disappears. It's not the quite right word. They've flavored it up a ton where I can't quite tell what they're saying. Targets afflicted by SCP placeholder have been shown to rapidly rapidly deteriorate. Whatever the hell they mean by that.
Bad things, I assume. Okay.
Who the hell knows? Don't get targeted. Let's just phrase it like this. Don't get targeted by the guy, by the book. We don't know if the book itself is taking control of the person who is using it, or if it's just your run-of-the-mill bastard using a book to try to kill people. We've seen both, get used to fighting both. With you...
Description of the person.
Yes, we'll get those files over here in a minute. First, let's get you acquainted with two partners you'll be working with for the duration of this mission. This is going to be... He kind of press a button on his cart that seems to activate a buzzer outside the room, at which point a Israeli male walks in. Hello there. Seems to... I don't trust my Israeli accent, so just probably a light Israeli accent. Speaks with a light Israeli accent, let's say that. Hello there. His name is Jacob. I'm Jacob. I'll be working as your field doctor. Mr. Jacob Everidge here has been a field doctor with MTF forces for a period of about 10 years now. He should be able to assist in any medical mishaps that occur on the duration of this mission. And we'll... You look at Nork, alright? We'll also be putting you in contact with one Harvey Summers when you get in region. He's going to be acting as your support technician, and will be running Overwatch Command. Any questions you have about the region or any of that can be directed to him while you're on site. Your ride will be here in 2 hours. Get your equipment, check any of your stuff. Be ready to be out of town for about a week. At most, hopefully. Just to make it clear, in this, he starts passing out sealed files. These will have your person of interest files for the target. It's currently, we've got a character description and a description of the text itself. No photography of either. Addresses have been identified, they'll be in the file, and any other corroborating evidence we have will be in those case files. Open those up when you've arrived in Chicago. Any questions?
I think that's good.
All right. Well, I've got some other matters to attend to, so I'll leave you all to get to it. He kind of waves you off at this point.
I just go to hang out in the cafeteria.
Alright, so you're hanging out in the cafeteria. You looking to meet anyone, or are you just kind of sitting about, relaxing?
Anything super interesting happens, and I might check it out, but I'm just kind of doing something.
Right.
Probably also cleaning my gun again. He uses it a lot, to be fair. Probably has gone out shooting quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. You get some odd stares as you're in the cafeteria polishing your service weapon. But otherwise, the hours pass rather uneventfully. And as you are heading out to the helicopter, I'll hop back to the others to see if any of them have anything they want to do.
I was thinking of probably going to a window shop, but we couldn't do that later. So I just wanted to play with that.
What do you mean by window shop?
Browser.
Anything specific you're looking for? We can do an acquisitions check. What's the security class for that item?
It is 2.
Yes, that is outside of your security clearance. Okay. So nothing.
Because it was in the soldier. Yeah, because it was in the soldier class.
Okay, so if it's in the soldier class, yes. But it outside of that situation, no, not normally. You wouldn't be able to purchase something like that.
Do I have it, or can I purchase
it? You can have it, but if you lose it, you will not be able to get it back easily.
Gotcha. That's all I needed to know.
Alright. So that's that. And Norik, anything you're doing? I'll take that as a no. So I guess we'll come to the point as you're all coalescing on probably a small plane, probably about a 10-seater. The doctor seems to have a rather large duffel bag with him, and he's wearing just a pair of loosely fitting fatigues. Otherwise... Yes. All right. I was thinking this out a little, and here's what we'll do. The party is begin to take off in the plane, and you've probably been flying 5-10 minutes at this point.
Two questions.
You've got a long flight ahead of you.
Is there food?
Oh, yep.
Is there booze? And okay, three. Is there a company?
No. Nah. Plastic seats. They're strapped to each side of the plane. Not on the outside, on the inside. Realize. Otherwise, as the flight's beginning to take off, as the flight is beginning to get on the move, I think it's almost... I know it's a bit of a shorter episode, but this is almost like a perfect cutting off point, because... Well, let's just say this is going to be the end of the second half of this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. Thank you all for listening. We are produced under a CC BY SA 4.0 license. If you want to keep up to date with what the pod's doing, please feel free to follow us on Twitter at PodCrooked, on YouTube at Crooked Atmosphere Productions, or on any number of our Spotify or other listening feeds. Please don't forget to share the podcast, and we'll be back to you next Friday. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.